This is episode number 37 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of August 4th, 2008. It's coming up on today's show, we have this week's distractions, gaming news, we talk about online gaming and whether we prefer cooperative or competitive, new releases, listener email, and the courteous question of the week. Hello and welcome to episode number 37 of Interactive Distractions.
Hello.
Yeah, we're getting up there. We're old.
He's getting old.
We're a year older than Torgo is now.
That old bastard.
We're 49?
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, Internet. Oh, wait, that's Adam's line. I forgot about that. Anyway, hi, guys. What's up?
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And so we have a few things to talk about today. But before that, Jason, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Last night I recorded with Scott over at The Goo.
Please tell me you caused a ruckus.
No, I was very, very well behaved because I think he was a little paranoid that I was going to derail his show. I mean, I did say that I was going to, but I wasn't really going to. So, but it went pretty smooth. Now I think I actually talked more than Chris, and that was the one thing that I didn't want to do, but I think I did. So we might have like a 2-hour show on our hands over there. But otherwise,
we know you can talk
pretty good.
When you want to?
I can. I just don't like to. I want you to get your airtime, Chris.
Whatever. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. I just got off the phone with the cable company.
Why we're starting so late today?
Oh. Yes. Yeah, sorry, guys. It's my fault, as usual, for starting late. And I got to tell a story because it's kind of, well, I thought it was, basically this is what happened is I got a message from my roommate. I get home and he's like, oh, Rogers called about the Rogers bill. Because I handled the bill in the apartment. The man of the house. And apparently I'm pretty crap at doing it. So anyway, they say that my bill is out so-and-so for my last payment. So I called and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I've made the same payments every month because our bill is pretty much the same amount every single month. Made a payment every month, same day. I'm going through like my account with a dude on the line. And this is after it took about half an hour to get through to somebody, for one. Anyone who lives in Canada knows how Rogers is. They're the cable provider here. And so I'm going to get to the point where I'm kind of screaming at the guy because he starts laughing. He's like, oh, because this was missing this much, blah, blah. And I'm like, I didn't see where this mistake happened. So I'm like yelling at the guy. I'm like, are you laughing at me? Like, can I speak to your manager? He's like, oh, I don't have a manager. I'm like, yes, you have a fucking manager. Who hired you? So you're telling me you don't have a manager. He's like, no, I don't have a manager here right now. I'm just like, can I get your name? He's like, I'm kind of laying into the guy. And then probably about halfway through me kind of giving the guy a lip and, you know, being like, yeah, I'm the one right here. I realize that I'm the one who made the mistake. And then I was like, oh, crap. I can't let this guy know that. Because what actually happened was Ultimate Fighting Championship. Me and my roommates ordered that the last two they had. And I totally forgot about those when I was paying the bill. So then I realized, I'm like, oh, shit. He's right. And I was like, I'm not going to let him know. So basically told me, you know what? I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I got your name, whatever. I'm going to, you know, write in a complaint. I have to be that guy. I'm usually never that guy. I'm usually like so laid back. It's not even funny. I'm like, I'm just going to figure this out and I'll get in contact with someone there tomorrow and hung up the phone.
And, you see, kids, yeah. The customer is not always right.
Right.
It wasn't so much after that. If he wasn't laughing at me though, then that's what really pissed me off.
That's my favorite part.
So that's why we're late.
Cool. Well, my best friend Ralph called me up today while we were at happy hour and he goes, his wife is pregnant. I should preface that. And he's like, well, we went to the doctor today and, he said that the baby has no more room. So they're going to induce tomorrow. And, the whole reason for this story is that I am now a 3-dog household for about 4 days, while they are in the hospital. So if you guys hear some noise or whatever like that, there's going to be extra dog noise in this. There might be extra dog noise in this podcast.
Now with bonus dog noise.
That's right. Interactive Distractions, episode number 37. Now with bonus dog noise. but they, Crystal is actually, I think she has them upstairs in the bedroom, locked up. So hopefully, you know, it'll be fine. They're locked up. they're really crazy to get all together because the three of them just go nuts. So,
oh yeah, I'm sure.
By this time, usually Cisco and Nerys, my dogs, are calm and they're like, okay, we're just waiting to go to bed. Mm-hmm. But now Ralph's dog, Addy, is here and it's just nuts.
Super fun time.
New dog! Oh my God, let's play! So, yeah, that's what I've been dealing with. So, besides that, just been enjoying my time off work. So, playing lots of games. Speaking
You're
of
on
games,
your staycation.
God. Why is everyone saying that? It's like the last week I've heard that word. I've never heard it before until now.
What word?
Oh, really?
Staycation.
I'm just doing it because I know it pisses you
the
off.
The hell's staycation?
It doesn't really piss me off. I just think it's weird.
Is that just when you take a vacation from work, but you just stay at home?
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Never heard that either.
Yeah. The first time I ever heard it was they posted it on the other website that Jason and I work on, Pocket Otaku. Someone posted it up there and was talking about it. And I was like, I've never heard that word before in my life.
Hmm.
And now this week I've heard it like four times. I'm like, really? Well, speaking of staying home and playing games, Jason, what's distracting you this week?
Soul Calibur!
Four.
Three!
I've been playing three as well. Well, up until four came out. So lots and lots of Soul Calibur. Doing really good at it, I think, so far. It's a ton of fun. I'm really, really glad that I got it because it's as good as any of the other ones, and it looks a hell of a lot prettier. It's not like leaps and bounds better than anything else, but dude, I love it.
How's Vader?
So pretty. Vader's there. Yeah.
He's there.
I'm over it.
He's there.
I heard the apprentice. I beat the game with him
to get the
good.
Apprentice. Yeah, the apprentice is cool. He's got some pretty badass shit. He's got like this launching move that, and he'll jump up in the air and start slashing the shit out of you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jeff, you had a question?
Oh, no, I was just going to say we might as well talk because me and you both picked it up. Chris, you didn't, right?
I was going to pick it up today, but instead I had to go pick up a dog. So no.
Oops. All right.
Okay. But you are getting it, right?
Yeah, I am getting it. It's just a matter of when.
Awesome. What? And Jeff, you got it?
Yeah, but when I first was playing, I didn't really like it too much.
Oh, really?
Because I think I realized, because what happened was I got the game and I was playing it single player. Then I was like, you know, I'm going to start a room online. So I invited a few people, and Azuri from VG Evo, he's a regular poster there, and GLF, he came in my room and kicked my ass about five times in a row. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, okay. He has an arcade stick, by the way, so that's what I'm blaming that on. But he's obviously had the game for longer because he had everyone opened up and everything. I had nothing. Eventually, I started to get the hang of it, and I started winning around here or there. But then afterwards, that was all done. I went to the moves listing, and I'm looking at all the moves and everything and all the combos. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have the time or the patience to learn this stuff. And I was like, I think that's why. I don't know. I think that my love for fighter games in general had just kind of diminished, especially ones that you have to memorize a shitload of moves. But, hold on, not done.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I said, you know what, I'm going to at least open up the Apprentice because that's what I want to do, and he seemed pretty cool. So I used Vader, and I actually went and figured out a few moves from the moves list that I think I would use, and I found out some pretty cheap combos to use on the computer, and I was actually having fun doing so. So, I'm not judging it yet. I might, if I can find the time to put in the effort to actually get pretty good with at least one character, I think I'll like it a lot more.
Cool.
But it is awesome. It looks gorgeous. Except for the backgrounds. Isn't the backgrounds are kind of meh, but the characters look awesome.
Yeah, I've noticed some of the backgrounds are just like static images that they put a slight bit of motion to.
Hmm.
It's a little strange. But all of the textures and everything are really well done.
Yeah, and the special effects are awesome, like the sparks flying and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love when you have Vader versus the Apprentice, the whole lightsaber things, and they clash. It's so awesome.
Pew,
yeah.
Pew.
So good.
Hmm. Cool. Was it laggy for you when you're playing online?
That was
going to be my question.
It depended on who I was connected with. With certain people, I can tell, like DOA 4, it depended on the person you're playing with. And the same way as this is like, if you are connected with the person you're fighting and it's really done well, or they have a good connection, it's usually pretty good. Maybe a hiccup once around, if that. But then some people I connected to was just, it was terrible. It all depended. There was only one match that was really bad, and what I don't like about it, it does the whole pausing thing. So when there's lag, it pauses, and then it'll just all of a sudden start up again, which I don't know how in DOA 4 they did it differently, and it kind of just slowed everything down into slow motion.
Right.
So I'm not sure. It depends on which one you like better. They both kind of handle it differently, but it just kind of was jarring where I was like, oh, crap, and then I was like, okay, it stopped. So you have no idea when it's going to come back on, where you have to input your next move. But it was, for the most part, it was all right, I found.
Yeah. Well, I like a lot of the new modes as well. Well, they're not really new. You know, they have the adventure mode where essentially you go into this mode and you can either ascend this tower and you have various objectives to get, or you can go down as well. And then it's just like a survival mode type thing. But you can unlock additional stuff in there. I'm really, really glad that they got rid of the RTS element from 3. Do you guys remember that at all?
No, I never played 3.
Fucking ridiculous. I didn't play 3 either. I mean, one of the cool things about Soul Calibur games and just the Soul series in general is that they've had that like adventure mode, you know, where it goes through like a story sequence and you get to choose your paths and unlock stuff. And it's a nice little element to a fighting game, right?
Yeah.
But in 3, man, they had some RTS shit in there. Like you choose your character and you actually have to select them, point them to go in a certain direction, and they'll start attacking a tower. Just like, you know, Warcraft 3 or something. It's weird. I did not like that. But it's gone, thankfully.
But you weren't forced to play that in 3, though.
Well, no, but that's one of the things that I look forward to, is that adventure mode, and it's gone.
So you're saying you're glad it's gone, they brought back kind of a more...
Yes, well, more of a traditional one.
Yes, cool. Makes sense.
And create a character's back, that's really good.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
One thing I hate the, like, do you play a lot online, Jason?
Probably got about 10 or 20 matches under my belt.
10 or 20 matches. So, the voice chat is, it's not that it sucks, it's actually good. Actually, this is the first game, actually, when you're in the lobby, I can actually hear everybody clearly. But the problem is, when you're fighting, the voice chat completely cuts out.
Right.
And you cannot talk to the person you're fighting. I've heard people say you can talk to the people in the lobby, but I couldn't tell if people in the lobby just weren't talking when I was in the lobby when other people were fighting, or if it just cuts out for everybody when someone's fighting.
Yeah.
Do you know if that's the case?
Well, no, actually, I never even tried any of the voice chat, to be perfectly honest. I'd rather keep it quiet, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Some pretty funny stuff happens, or you just want to trash talk, and you can't. You're just like, oh.
Yeah.
So you end up in the lobby, and you're like, hey, remember that time when I did this and that? And it's pretty funny. But it kind of loses its touch since you're not saying it at the time. I don't know. I couldn't stand it. And I was in a room with like 3 other guys, actually from 1UP, but I'll talk to you guys about them later. But just the regulars. No one else will know who they're talking about. Like, who? But and they were all saying they couldn't stand it, and how Tekken is made by Namco, and that has voice chat throughout the entire thing. Why can't they do it with this?
Right.
So, I don't know. It's just kind of annoying.
I don't even know. I was going to say that Tekken is a much lighter game compared to Soul Calibur 4.
Yeah.
I guess it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, continue, Jason.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. What it is, it's awesome. I don't know if my heart's in fighters anymore. I'm going to give it like another week and see what happens.
Go for it. Cool. I mean, in all fairness, a lot of the moves are they're the same between various characters. You know, you've got your 8 different directions and stuff, and I don't know. And then they've got a few key signature moves that are different between each one. So,
are you using a stick, Jason?
Yeah, I'm using a stick.
Okay. Because a lot of those moves need 2 button presses that are really awkward. So I ended up having to change a lot of the buttons, the face buttons to go on the shoulder buttons, just to, you know, compensate. Started doing better once I did that.
Yeah. Let's keep going. We're trying to keep the show short.
Well, I'm it's done. Your turn for distractions, man. Is that all you've been playing?
That's it. Soul Calibur.
Okay. Jeff, go ahead, man.
I already got Soul Calibur out of the way. WoW, of course. I tried out the Pixel Junk Eden demo on PSN. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just this little thing jumping around and swinging off these little things and getting these little things in the sky or whatever. Played it for about 5 minutes and I was like, okay, I don't get it, but I think I've had enough.
You don't understand my artful game.
I like how he said things for everything. It's like, I'm a little thing that was jumping on these little things, and I was swinging from a thing, grabbing these little things.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a game about things. I didn't really get it, but I only gave it like 5 minutes. But it seemed like, I don't know, it's kind of relaxing. Just kind of sitting there like, ooh, I'm swinging on a branch, floating in the air. What am I supposed to be doing?
I played it too, and it took me a while to actually get it. But I do get it now. The only complaint I have about the thing is the way that it does the webbing. Like if you just tap X, it automatically jumps out and it keeps the webbing attached. But if you hold down X for a second and then let go, the webbing's not there. If you tap X twice, then the webbing will show up and then disappear and you'll do a regular jump. It's like, I just feel like the webbing should have only been there if you held the button down long enough to swing around, you know? So I don't know if they made the right decision on that control thought. But I do. I mean, I understood the game. It was a, you know, that you get the things that you grab that turn into like small symbols, turn into pollen, and they fill in a seed. And then once you touch the seed, it'll grow a new branch. And then you jump on that, you can jump on that branch, and then you get to another seed, and you keep doing that until you get to, what the hell do they call them? The Spectres, I guess, or the Spectre or whatever it is. I don't know how they spell it.
Commander Shepard.
It's Spectre Shepard. And that's the point, is to collect a certain number of Spectres in each garden. And the first stage, you just have to collect one. And then the next stage, you collect two. But you do it each, and it's like you do five different stages in one garden. So I actually did get it, and it makes sense. And I'm at the point where I'm kind of teetering on that line of whether I want to get it or not, because it's kind of fun and it's kind of relaxing, but you know, how long is it going to be interesting?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that gets
me. That makes sense what you're saying. I didn't see any of that other branch thing. I didn't give enough time, but yeah, like you, I know it's something I'd buy and I know I'd play it once and then be like, okay, that was cool.
Yeah.
Like
flow. I'll get it when they turn it into a Spider-Man game.
But it's got trophies.
Oh yeah.
I'll get it when it's called Soul Calibur 5.
Yes. Soul Calibur.
What else, Jeff?
That's pretty much it, actually. That is it. One quick question for Jason. Who do you use in Soul Calibur?
Mitsurugi. Mitsurugi?
That's your dude?
Mitsurugi.
Yeah, he's my guy.
That's my guy too, actually. I like him. I like Mitsurugi, I like Yoshimitsu, I like Taki.
I'm big on Siegfried as well.
Sofatia. I like a lot of the characters in that game, man. So, yeah, I need to go pick it up.
I thought I liked Keelik, and I thought I was good with him until I used him first, and I got my ass handed to me in about five seconds.
Yeah. Keelik is the nunchuck dude, right?
No, he's the bow staff.
Oh, he's the bow staff. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't have a lot of moves I remember him having, unless I'm just forgot how to do them.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
That's it. No, that's it, dude.
All right, well, I'll see if I can get through mine real quick. Of course, I've been playing some PSU and PSO. For PSB, I've been playing Phantasy Star Portable a little bit. I also broke out Jeanne d'Arc, and I started pecking away at that some more. I'm at Chapter 3 now, and I just opened up this bonus, like, free mission that you can do. And I walked into this free mission, and all my guys are, like, level 28, something like that, level 29. And there's like these level 32 dragons and level 34 golems. And, you know, walk up to something and I try to do damage and it's like zero. And you just go, peep. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like, I'm apparently not ready for this. And I just like exited out. But, I forgot how good this game is. So I'm going to get back into playing that. Let's see. PS3, I played some more, Stardust. That game is still fun. And, you know, I did end up getting the expansion, and you know, the modes in there are pretty cool. So, and then I already talked about Puzzle Junk Eden. 360, I finished Dark Sector.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's, you know, the game is, now that I've finished it, I can look at it more objectively, and the game is really good. It's not really good. It's good. There's a couple things that really bug me. Like the second, like large boss that you fight, they call it shifting, I think, and it turns on stealth, and you can't see it. Well, it turns on stealth and you can't see it, but he can sneak up behind you and kill you in one hit.
Ouch!
So, I mean, it's really pretty easy to get away from him, but you know, every once in a while you slip up, you know, and slash, you're dead. It's like, come on, but That was really the biggest issue I had. That and the ending. The ending is just like really blah.
Yeah, heard.
It's like every ending these days.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, except for Metal Gear, of course. Metal Gear was like 2 hours long. but this, I mean, seriously, the ending was you kill the guy and it's like...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
you kill the final boss, and it says, this disease which turned many into whatever was good for him. And that was it. I'm like, really? That's all you got for me?
Yeah.
You know, I spent X amount of hours playing your game, and that's what I got.
Shut up. You got all those hours from
playing the game.
Huh?
You got all those hours from playing the game.
Yeah, the glaive was really fun, and I actually, I opened up one of the achievements. It was the incinerator, where it's like you catch the glaive on fire and then kill things with it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, there's an achievement for that. So every time I found a new element, I was trying to kill them with that element just to see what would happen. So there's an ice one and an electricity one. And it's just, it's so much fun doing that. It's very satisfying.
Hell yeah.
So, but yeah, so I beat Dark Sector, and then I popped in Lost Odyssey again, and I started, I sat through the 45-minute cutscene that I lost, you know, that I lost it at last time when it froze up on me. But I did get through it, and let's see. Following that was like the Crimson Forest, and I went through that. Got to Disc 2, and then now I'm at Numaria. I'm running around
And
I'm at the next boss at that point. I'm like at the save point right before the boss, I think.
Have you fought the boss yet or no?
No, not yet. I have a feeling I'm going to go in there and get my ass kicked once. And
actually,
then,
I'm trying to think of what boss that would be.
It's
What was the last thing that happened in the storyline?
It's the Numerian army. It's the whole thing where they're calling you spies.
Oh, no, you'll be fine.
Oh, really?
You'll be all right.
Okay. Well, all my characters are at like level 23 now, so it's I'm not sure if that's good or bad as far as leveling goes, but we'll see. But, yeah, that's it. That's all I've been playing.
Not bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get on that Soul Calibur train. We got to get some games going.
Yeah, I know. See, yeah, that's... So, you guys are saying that the online is pretty good?
Not bad. I had some pretty laggy stuff. And it's tough with this kind of game because it requires really precise, like, guard impacts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it throws your game off if you can't do it, you know, consecutively or, you know, instantaneously. So,
yeah,
but Soul Calibur is fun enough where you can just button mash and go crazy with it and have fun. It's not a big deal.
Surprisingly, that's the thing is I found it less button mashy than I remember it. Or maybe just Dead or Alive 4 is way more of a button masher or can be played way more as a button masher because I was like, do something different.
Well, which? DOA is a lot like that too because they've got lots of, you know, guard reversals and whatnot. So that one can be really twitchy too. It depends on just how you want to play it, I think.
It is. And I mean, it's hard to... We can't really complain because it's a fighter that's online and no one's really perfected it yet. But from what I played yesterday, it was... Besides, I'd say maybe one in every five matches I had lag where I was like, okay, this is getting a bit too much. And it was only against certain people. Mm-hmm. So we usually just kick those people out if they were randoms that were causing the problems and everyone else had a fine time.
Yeah, it's totally passable. I mean, I wouldn't do like competitive online play.
Oh, God, no. No,
no, no. No.
And I think I'm going to buy a stick. I think I need to. If I'm going to put any effort into this, that's what I need to do.
That's a good idea. Yeah, because one of the characters, Hilde, I think, she has button charging moves. So you've got to actually hold down like the B button, you know, while you're still fighting with A and kick and stuff. And that's impossible to do with a controller.
She's the chick with the spear and sword.
I really want to try her out.
She's awesome.
Her mechanic looks awesome.
She's fun to play. She's interesting. She totally throws my game off because I have to play differently because I'm holding down the one button, so I'm not nearly as aggressive. But some of the shit that she can do is really cool. I like her. Oh, she's hot as fuck.
And that helps, right?
Dear Lord, she's hot. Wow.
Is there a good training mode in the game where it's actually, because I know the Soul Calibur 1, they actually had a thing where I think it was Soul Calibur 1, where it actually go through the moves. You do a move, then once you did it, it would bring up the next move, and you'd have to do it. And
I don't seem to remember that in this one. It was in 3, I know that for sure. Where they put you through training mode and... Yeah, rapid fire, you do this, and then it goes ding, go on to the next
one. Yeah, exactly. Then it goes to the next one, you do it, and it goes ding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't seem to recall that too in this one.
Back in the day?
Possibly.
What was that, Chris?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know. That's something I need. But cool.
Cool. Well, I'll be sure to pick it up hopefully this week. We'll see.
Cool.
Anyway, let's move on. News, Jeff?
News. Do we have any news? Yes. Very, very slim news again this week. Speaking of weeks, week transition, Oh, that was pretty good, though. Four.
So it
that was a weak transmission.
Crack myself up.
Transition.
Yes.
I just said transmission. That was a weak transmission.
Transmission. Spore is apparently going to be finished in 1 week, and then it's going to apparently go gold. Then it'll hit stores, hopefully, by the fall when they said it's going to come out. So after, what, 10 years?
Something like that. I don't think it's been – has it been that long?
It's been at least 2000 when it was like first like somewhat announced, I think. Or maybe mentioned.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
I stopped getting excited for that game when I stopped tight rolling my jeans. Which was last week, I think.
Is that when?
It's like last week or something.
Nice. Activision released some big news that they're dropping some titles such as Ghostbusters, Wet and Brutal Legend.
No!
Yeah, that was kind of... First of all, the internet's blew up. They're like, oh my god, Ghostbusters is canceled. I can't believe it. And my first reaction was, oh my god, I can't believe people give more shit about Ghostbusters than they do about Brutal Legend.
Fucking Brutal Legend, yeah.
But they're not canceled. They just don't have a publisher anymore. And these will be picked up for sure, 100%.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
It's going to happen.
Doubt.
So no one worry. Actually, Sony came out and said, I think today, I didn't put this in here, that they might actually delay the release of Ghostbusters because they own the rights, I guess, for anything Ghostbusters, I believe, because they own the movie rights. So if they, depending on when they find a publisher, they might actually delay it to next year just so they can release it for the 25th anniversary of Ghostbusters,
which is kind
of a kick in the pants for people waiting for it. But I mean, you know.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to all three of these games.
Yeah.
More information for all three of these games.
Yes, yes, me too. Nintendo's profits are up 34% from last year.
Who
cares?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who gives a shit? There you go.
Next.
Peter Molyneux was in an interview with Game Trailers, started talking about Fable 3, 4, and 5 for some odd reason. Two? How about you get that?
Is two out yet? I mean...
No, yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, crap. It came and went without me even noticing. It's, you know, like the first
time
I
Didn't he say
sex.
Something about six, too? I heard that.
The Witch? I heard he said something
about
you might as well
six,
said six, too. Seven, and eight, really. It doesn't really matter. Because the two's not out. Come on, like, don't count your chickens before they hatch, so to speak, you know?
Seriously.
Where are we here? Microsoft is offering free online play for a limited time on games that were... remember how Games for Windows went free last week?
Report
on that. Well, now the games that were on Games for Windows and 360 were Shadowrun, Lost Planet, and games like Universe at War will now be free for Silver members to play online. They say for a limited time. I was listening, I can't remember what other podcast it was. It might have been IGN, Three Red Lights. I don't know for sure. Or the Giant Bombcast podcast. They're basically saying that they think that when they turned off the Games for Windows Live, basically whatever it is that says, okay, you have to pay to play online, let's just remove that. That's probably on a game basis. So they couldn't just do it for the PC one and the 360 one. It kind of makes sense because why would it be only these three games? I don't get it.
So they were like shared server or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
it might actually make people go out and buy Shadowrun.
I wouldn't mind playing
it. I like Shadowrun. It was good. Bad pricing. Really excited. Gears of War movie is going to be made.
You're pretty pumped,
really
aren't you?
Excited about that. Did I say Gears of War?
You did say Gears of War.
That's what I thought. I meant the other GOW, God of War, the better version. God of War. the better GOW.
Okay. You're going to get hate mail for that, I'm sure.
Probably. No, I love Gears, but I'm sorry. God of War.
God of War.
It's the godliness of the GOW. In his house. Movie being made. Director? Brett Ratner.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, not so much.
Didn't he do Sister Act 2?
He might have. Actually, I think he did, didn't he?
That would have been one of his better movies, I think.
I know. His last movie he did that anyone would probably somewhat give a shit was X-Men 3.
Which
that travesty
sucked.
That was X-Men 3.
Yeah.
He also did Rush Hour 3 as well, just to let people know.
So third iterations in a series, and it was the worst iteration in both series.
Of those two,
definitely. Basically, yeah. I'm like, he's done a couple TV shows here and there, but terrible, terrible, terrible. They're totally going to ruin God of War. But, you know, it's kind of expected now. They're turning every video game into a movie, and...
They all suck.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure one of us is going to call one day, you want to direct a movie? Hannah Montana, Jason, you want it?
Oh, totally.
It's all yours.
Oh my god. Guesting couch. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's yeah. wrong, Jason. No.
Bad. That's so wrong.
That's not right at all. You're going to hell, sir. You're going to hell.
You know, Haley Cyrus, I'm just not feeling it. You need some more energy.
That's not the issue. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna keep my mouth shut, actually. I'm gonna get in trouble. Next thing you know, we'll,
have you met my son?
Now you're thinking.
There you go.
That's a good idea. Marry into wealth. It's the best thing to do. I guess the Wii may as well stop selling Wiis because the most important person on the face of the planet has...
The Wii should stop selling Wiis.
Is that what I said? Wow. Okay.
Jeff, you're awesome, man.
I swear.
You're the best news guy ever.
I meant Nintendo may as well just stop selling Wiis.
Of course you did.
Because the the most important person on the planet has bought a Wii.
Bruce Campbell?
This person. Sorry?
Bruce Campbell?
Okay, then maybe they should keep selling them. Actually, no, Bruce Campbell must have had one way back. He got in line day one. He's Bruce Campbell.
He camped out.
Exactly. He knew that what's it called was coming out way before anyone else knew and he bought it. Dead Rising. There we go.
Yeah.
Which might actually be cool. But anyway, yeah, Oprah was spotted at a... with a Best Buy with her bodyguards and her kids.
With her bodyguards.
Yeah, it says here bodyguards and her Wii. And she paid for it. She wasn't given to it for free. So that shows you... That's how Nintendo's keeping all their money because they're that stingy. They won't even give Oprah a free Wii.
She's just got crazy Oprah bucks.
Exactly. So yeah, so now Oprah's got a Wii, so we can all, you know,
console wars are over, people.
It is. It's over. Nintendo has won.
Yes.
Sony and Microsoft better just give up. I don't see her in line buying a PS3 or 360. So I'm gonna, that's what I'm saying. Just saying.
This chick like moves things though.
Auto game.
This chick what?
Does she like moves things? Like she'll show her book on her show.
Is this chick?
She moves things. That's what I'm saying. Oh, she'll have a book on her show, and the fucking thing goes gold.
Exactly. But
I don't know. I don't watch her show. So you know what I got to say?
Who gives a shit? Chris, were you even in on that one?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, I didn't hear
you. Cool.
Yeah, you will after we edit and put it out there.
Oh, okay. I was going to have to yell at you for a second there. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, all the soccer moms that are at home watching Oprah. You're gonna go out.
It's true, Oprah's though. Man. Got a Wii. Like Jason's right. They show anything.
No, he's absolutely right.
Here's a furry piece of shit. You should all go buy one. And oh my god!
You know, I read an article not too long ago. She was endorsing some like anti air sickness pills or something like that. Okay. And she was all about this thing, you know. And as it turned out, they were like sugar pills. This company's gotten sued and stuff, and yeah, the product's off the market. I forgot what the hell they're called, but. Yeah. Oops.
I don't trust you anymore, Oprah.
Yeah.
Not that I ever did. Cool. All
right. Hey, go on a show. You might get a free car.
Yeah.
Or maybe a Wii. Now.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I love you, Oprah.
I could use a second one.
Where's my
Wii? I'd have her sign it. I have a Wii signed by Oprah. Put it on eBay and make like $1 million.
I'm going to cut some Oprah faceplate and Wiimote skin.
Do it.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, okay, let's take a break.
All right,
let's do it.
When we come back, we'll talk about online gaming, and then we'll do new releases, emails, and new question of the week. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chop chop.
Boom boom boom.
You know, when I was a kid, I was a hardcore gamer. There wasn't a single game that I owned that I didn't beat. And I was good. Heck, I could beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One guy. But then the kids came and the responsibilities. I just didn't have the time or the motivation to keep up. My game backlog just kept growing and growing with each new release. I needed help. So I visited the Game Backlog Support Group on VG Evo. They helped me take control of my backlog.
The VG Evo Game Backlog Support Group is a nonprofit organization helping gamers relieve their backlog troubles. Having a game backlog is a debilitating and embarrassing predicament. VG Evo is here to help.
I no longer have to lie about the video games I've played. I can finally say with confidence, yes, I have beat Devil May Cry. And you know what? Nero is a whiny bitch.
If you or someone you know is suffering from their game backlog, please contact www.vgevo.com.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're blitzing through this show. We're trying anyway.
We're really trying to reel it in and keep it tight and concise. And
I got my ass ready to be whooped in Soul Calibur to do.
Sweet.
That sentence did make sense in my head, by the way.
You can rephrase it if you want, because I'm still trying to figure out what you said.
It's all right.
All right. Well, the feature today, and I'll see if I can actually get it right on the first try this time. So online gaming, co-op versus competitive.
Hey.
Yeah, first try.
Nice.
So, nice. This is one of those features where I think it's probably best to go right to emails. So Jason,
let's
do it.
I'm gonna do it. Only one matters, Rodas, and he says the majority of my gaming is done online, and I'd say it just depends on the game. Racing games and arcadey shooters are going to be more fun playing competitive since they usually aren't very story driven to make co-op engaging, i.e., Unreal Tournament 3, Warhawk, and MotorStorm. Platformers, music games, and tactical shooters can be more fun playing co-op because they have an engaging story or a fun game mechanic that lends itself to co-op gameplay, i.e. Rock Band, Little Big Planet, and Rainbow Six Vegas. I'll keep enjoying both co-op and competitive games and looking forward to see what gaming companies can come up with to continue to evolve the online gaming experience. Keep up the good work. Only one matters.
Cool. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Only One.
Well, he goes pretty much by genre, and I think that's fair enough, right?
Totally fair.
And, you know, some of the big competitive ones that he mentioned was like Warhawk, for instance. And that's one that we all play, sort of, or attempt to play.
Well, Jason plays.
Who plays? Okay.
Jason plays, you know, for the most part. I've missed the last couple of weeks too, but then there, you know, on the other side, there's shooters that you can play co-op as well. And
I look at it as you can have shooters that are both competitive and cooperative. Like, right. I like shooters that I hate playing deathmatch and almost anything, but any of the team-based modes in the competitive shooters, that's what I love the most, the competitive style of shooter. So like, that's why I like Warhawk, because you're team versus team,
right?
And you should be working as a team to take out the other team, mm-hmm. which would make it kind of cooperative.
Yeah, but sense. Unfortunately, but it usually doesn't work that way.
No. Unless you're, that's when you get in the whole speak of like clans or playing with the same people over and over again, where you kind of get used to it.
True.
And there's only actually a few games, I think, that I've actually played regularly enough with the same people that it's actually come down to where you kind of have like your own role and what you should do and what you should go after. Have you guys you guys don't really play shooters. Damn it.
Not a ton, but I don't mind playing shooters, provided that it's kind of fast-paced and not real, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, if I die in one hit, yeah. I do not want to play that game at all. That's no fun to me. Yeah. And, in competitive online games, I like it to be a little arcadey. Unreal Tournament 3 is a really good example, because it's really fast-paced and very twitchy, and, you know, you die, you jump right back into it, and it's crazy, and stuff. Whereas I don't know if I could ever do like a Rainbow Six type game or anything like that, competitively, just because people are so hardcore into that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what it really boils down to. It's like the games that are competitive that people are really, really hardcore into, it's really hard to break into that type of game. And right. I mean, even Warhawk is an example. Like when we first started Warhawk Wednesday, it was easy to jump on and play and just have a good time. But, you know, now it's getting more difficult to do that because, I mean, the only time I ever play it is on Wednesday. Right. And, you know, I'm just not – I can't keep up with these people. So, yeah. Know, that's kind of the situation I'm in.
Yeah, I feel the same. So I guess what it boils down to for me is if it's a more casual, you know, kind of pace, then I'm totally down for that, because it's just more fun that way to me. And that's the only time that I think competitive is fun, if it's, you know, just laid back and cool.
Laid back. Okay. I don't know. Just the feeling though of just having like, I think there's only been three games, like Rainbow Six, not Rainbow Six Vegas, the very first Rainbow Six 3. And then I guess Halo 2 at some point, Halo 3, and then a little bit of Call of Duty, where I played the same people all the time. And it got to the point where in Halo, none of us like would play 4-on-4. Three of us wouldn't even touch the sniper because we knew a guy on our team that was his thing. And he'd go to his area on the map and we'd do our thing and communicate. And that kind of co-op stuff is awesome, but it's so few and far between if people can't play regularly. Yeah. And that's just kind of, I don't know, people just don't really do that anymore. People kind of jump game to game. So the competitive kind of side for shooters for me is kind of, I don't know, dwindling a little bit. I get frustrated a lot easier now.
See, but I think that he mentioned like games with roles, or Jeff, you might have. And the most perfect example that I can think of off the top of my head is Team Fortress. And that is one that I just have not been able to get into yet. And I would really like to try it out because I like the fact that everyone has a separate role and, you know, you play each character differently. And it's not just like a, you know, it's not a blow the shit out of everyone type of game. I mean, yeah, it kind of is,
yeah,
but,
it is.
But everyone has their role to play and everyone has the part that they have to fulfill.
But
go ahead.
Realistically, for you to actually have that experience in Team Fortress 2, you'd have to play with the same people for not a super long time, but like a few consecutive nights, and you just kind of fall into your role where it's like you start using a class really well, and then you just kind of get used to people on your team's patterns, what they should do, and then that's when the communication kind of pops in, and you start using little terms for areas on the map or whatnot, like sniper one, sniper two kind of thing, like... That's when it gets really, really fun. That's when I find it fun. But when you're on a team where no one's communicating, you don't know what anyone's role is, everyone's just kind of fighting over weapons, fighting over kills. Like, the thing I hate most is like when people yell at you for stealing a kill and you're playing a cooperative base mode.
Yeah.
It drives me insane. I'm like, who the fuck cares? Like, once you get a group of people that don't care about that, and you.
Yeah, when it's a team based thing,
it's the best feeling ever. It's just like, it's. When you're actually like, you know, you're in that zone and you're communicating really well, but I haven't had that in a while.
Yeah.
Because it's like, new game, got to play a new game. Next
well,
game. Next
let me
game.
Ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
What is the first game you played online?
Like on a console?
Either way. Yeah, on console.
Quake 3 for Dreamcast.
Really?
PSO.
Yeah.
Yeah, PSO here too.
Oh, really? No, I played Quake 3, then I think it was Unreal Tournament for Dreamcast, then I think PSO.
Gotcha. Cool. And how did you feel about like the experience between, you know, the difference in the experience between, say, Quake and PSO, where PSO is strictly cooperative, where you're playing with friends and it's like you versus you and your friends versus everybody.
On Dreamcast, it sucked. The Quake and Unreal suck because I was one of the few who had like a keyboard. That's the only way you can communicate. For one, of course, there's no voice chat back then. And you're playing, I think Quake was 2-on-2. I think it only held four players and Unreal it to 6. Yeah, it was really low because it was dial-up, right?
Right.
So you're looking at like 56K like modem and it's just like lag fest. So PSO was the first game I actually had that, I guess, unity of like playing with people and teams and fighting for stuff. And that was my best first online experience. That's for sure. Like that's my most memorable anyway.
Yeah. PSO was my first.
And it was...
co-op experience. My first competitive type experience was actually SOCOM for the PS2.
And
that was one of those, that's one of those team based, so it's like it's co-op and competitive at the same time. And when I was playing SOCOM on the first one, it actually seemed like, you know, everyone was communicating pretty well. But you know, I haven't played SOCOM since the first one, and I've been trying to debate whether or not I should get the new one when it comes out, but I'm not sure if that communication is still there with the SOCOM players.
No, it will be for the people that have been playing it, except for the people that are just coming into it now, it won't be there.
Yeah, I have a feeling right.
I find online games, especially shooters, there's three stages. There's a stage of, man, because this is a typical night of Xbox Live or PSN, first day a shooter comes out. Put it in, play it. Hey, dude, this game's awesome, man. Yeah, it's great. Isn't it so fun? Oh, it's amazing, man. It's way better than that last game that just came out. Hey, dude, you get the flag? That's awesome. Oh, you died. No big deal. We got the next game. Okay, after about a week playing the same game. Oh, dude, you dropped the flag. What's wrong with you? Oh, shit, man. We know this map. what's wrong? You never played the game before? What the fuck? Seriously, come on. We gotta beat these guys by week three. Fucking noobs everywhere. I swear to God, they're ruining the fucking game. Sitting there playing the game. Fucking noobs everywhere. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. This is bullshit, man. You guys all fucking suck. I'm leaving. I'm going to make my other room. And that ruins it for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
That's my experience with any online game. If like, that's 3 weeks of a brand new game. Maybe even 3 days, actually.
Drives me nuts. Yeah.
And, you know, that's actually one of the reasons I like cooperative gameplay more than I do the competitive gameplay. And, you know, the competitive gameplay where it's team versus team, I still consider that competitive. And it's exactly for that reason, because some people are so serious about it. It's like, why did you do this? Why did you do that? It's like, why did you steal my kill? Same thing. And I don't know. It's just it's a much better feeling, say, loading up Gears of War and playing through the story mode co-op as opposed to playing 4-on-4 multiplayer.
Yep.
In my opinion.
It's something that's ruining, I think, competitive games now, even co-op-based competitive games like squad-based shooters are achievements. And I'm sure Trove's doing the same thing, because now you get people playing in these modes just because they want the achievement.
Yeah.
And they're going around doing the same crap over. Like, Gears of War was the worst for it. Like, if you get 50 kills using a certain weapon, everyone had an achievement. So you'd have people going around just like...
They would make rooms just to do that.
Exactly. It was ridiculous. And Halo 3, like, because Halo 3 is done all by matchmaking, and they have achievements for... single achievements for stuff you do in like death matches, and you'd actually have people being like, hey, you guys want to get achievements? Let's get achievements. And then basically you'd have a bunch of people like taking turns doing shit to get the achievements, and I'm like, oh guys, come on, let's just play the damn game. Like, I don't want to. So of course I'd be like, you know, the spoiler just going around screwing everyone else over, and next thing you know you get kicked because everyone's like, oh, you know, let's kick this guy off, he's not being a team player for getting achievements.
Fucking asshole. He's not trying to enhance his e-penis.
Exactly.
Let me get to another email here.
Okay, cool.
All right.
This one, let's see. It says, hello, guys. This is Animated Fan or Christopher on Facebook. I'm sending you an email in regards to the question of the week about cooperative versus competitive multiplayer. I prefer competitive over co-op since it gives me a goal to work for, like leveling or unlocking weapons and such. And I will keep playing the game every day over a long period of time. Plus, I am the lone soldier type of player where I will do whatever I want to, but will help out the team when I see fit. Also, if you and my personal friends own either a PS3 or a 360, or even the same multiplayer games that I do, and they're usually not online when I am because of their jobs. Bitches. Oh, as per Jason's request of offline multiplayer games, the best examples that I can think of are Rock Band and any of the Guitar Hero games. Oh, and with the Wii Sports. Good luck with the recording of the episode, and I can't wait to hear Shino mess up saying cooperative versus competitive again.
Lol. Hey, I got it right.
Thank you, Animated.
That was so funny.
I did it twice in a row. It was horrible.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So he's a loner.
Yes.
He is a loner.
I'm not.
Complete and total disregard for anybody else. He'll help out his team when he sees fit.
When sometimes. He sees fit. Hey, I'm getting my ass kicked right now. I do not see that the time is right to help you. You're on your own, bitch.
That's funny. I'm kind of like him the same way. I've told you guys a million times. Like, when I play first person shooters, I feel like I'm Rambo, and I'm always that guy who always thinks he's Rambo, even in the team setting. Like, I'll help out my teammates and stuff, but my basic role on anything is just go and try to, like, I'll be the guy in Call of Duty or Halo to get, like, 15 kills, but I'll also die 16 times. Because... Yeah. I can see what he's saying there. But I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say.
Good.
Excellent.
Someone else say something.
Wii Jason, Sports is the best offline multiplayer game ever.
What's that?
Wii Sports is the best offline multiplayer. No, it's not.
No, it's not. No.
What the hell? No. Animated. Come on.
Let's touch on a different genre, because we've been talking about mainly shooters.
Yeah. Yep.
What about, let's say, Rock Band or Guitar Hero? I mean, those, you guys, gimmies. Guitar Hero, if I am right, isn't there a way to do like
you can do cooperative,
the battle mode online?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I don't think that, I don't do that stuff. And the main reason why, I can't remember, I don't know how it's done in Guitar Hero, but Rock Band, it goes by a notes missed kind of thing. So you can put somebody with expert ability up against a beginner, And if that, even though the expert's hitting way more notes for every one they miss, it's the equivalent of like the beginner person missing a note.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys have played it, right? The whole tug of war.
I've heard stories. I've tried the tug of war.
Yeah, it's really fun when you get like a bunch of people watching and sharing whatever, but it's just very unbalanced because if you're really good at the game, you're actually at a disadvantage than someone who's not that experienced with the game, who are just starting, just because it just goes by how many notes you miss. And of course, on expert and hard, you might hit five times as many notes as the guy who's playing on beginner, but because you miss like, you know, slight bit more, you lose.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
So it kind of takes the fun out of it a bit. But I like those games for cooperative, man. Even Guitar Hero is like one guy's playing bass, one guy's playing rhythm or lead. It's more fun for me.
It definitely.
I'm just rocking out on the drums. I don't know what anybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Like I can't even hear the singer. I'm just going nuts. To town. So.
He just randomly hits buttons. He doesn't know what mode he's in when he's playing.
What are we doing? Follow the clues.
Oh, I was playing Tug of War. I didn't even know.
I see notes. I gots to hit them.
Hey,
I don't know, some of my favorites co-op games, and I let me say I love playing co-op, mainly because my son and I, you know, love to, like, we got Army of Two not too long ago, and that was a super fun, you know, co-op mode, you know, because we actually had, you know, little strategies, and we had teamwork thing going on, and it was just totally fun blowing the shit out of people. And, you know, we could smack each other upside the head or do the respectnicles and stuff. And so there's a certain amount of, you know, camaraderie, and you're both working toward the, you know, the same goal. I really get into that stuff. Aside from that, a little more laid back is Pixel Junk Monsters. And, you know, we've worked out strategies with that too. And it's so casual and so laid back, but it's so fun. Like, you know, we'll designate, you know, quadrants of the screen. It's like, you know, you got to be up there, and okay, you're dancing right now. So. We've had so much fun with that. I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
Some other stuff that we've gotten into is House of the Dead, and the Wii, House of the Dead 2 and 3. And we got some of the Nyko Perfect Shots, plastic things that you attach to the Wiimote. They're really cool. So, and he and Lisa are playing that right now. So they've been actually going through and trying to beat both of them, and just having a great time with it.
Yeah, yeah. Those kind of games are always fun. I've always been a big fan of the two-player gun shooting games.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Good stuff.
It seems a lot of games now are throwing in co-op modes in a single player, like basically with two players, whatever, and throwing it in there. I like that. It's all good. It does make it more fun. But I think it adds more when they actually build a game up for co-op and those sort of things. Like, I guess, like Gears did a really well job because it is just the single player mode technically, but there's parts in the game where you branch off, like in single player you go to the left or the right, whatever, the other team will go the other way, and that, so when you're playing co-op, the other person goes the opposite way you pick, which is kind of cool. But then there's like, do you guys like when games like Haze, we played that co-op, or even Halo 3 did it as well, where it's four players co-op, but it's technically is just a single player game? Or would you rather have it where it's kind of
I really like the way Gears did it, because when Gears integrated the co-op, the other character that you would play, like the other player would play as, was always there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it was where in Haze, it was like they basically made a clone of the main character, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, and for Gears, it made more sense. And I'm hoping that Resistance does it that way too, where, and I'm kind of wondering if they're going to, because their co-op campaign is up to 8 players. Well, it's up to 8 players. The question is, are there going to be NPCs for, you know, whatever number of people you don't have? Or is it just going to be like 3 guys and then that's it? And then if someone else joins, there'll be 4 all of a sudden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the fact that Gears actually had that other character in the game going through the single player. Like if I was going through single player, he was always there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any of you guys play Splinter Cell Chaos Theory?
I didn't.
Okay, because that is a really good co-op. There's like, I think there's 4 missions, and I think they released 1 or 2 for DLC. Of course, it's free on Xbox days, but co-op missions that were basically just built from the ground up to be co-op, and they were done really, really cool. Like, you had your parts where you had to lower your partner down into some area, and then into a vent, but then you couldn't go back down after him. You had to basically go in the building a different way. So you're still communicating the entire time, like to each other, but you're playing an entire different part of the level than your partner is. And that's just that's really cool. Like, you can play it again and play through the same way. And then another cool thing about that, which added so much, this is, I thought it was awesome. You had a, through the microphones, you had a little meter at the bottom that said how loud you were in the game. So if you were talking too loud to each other, it would draw attention from the guards or whoever it was that was like in the room around the corner. So if you, so you, it was fun because you're whispering to it. It's like, okay, Jason, you see the guy over there? No, over there. Dude, what the fuck are you doing, Jason? Jason, what the fuck? Now you see, it's just, it was awesome. I don't, I'm surprised they didn't, they could have made an entire game based on this type of gameplay, and I think it would have done awesome. But I don't think they did it for Double Agent. And God knows when Conviction's coming out. So I would need someone to do that because it's really good. There's so many, like, you actually use teamwork and you actually have to use teamwork to get through the level.
And this is going to be, it's not really, I'm switching directions a little bit here, but that's, that's exactly one of the reasons why, I'm looking forward, so forward to Little Big Planet, because I have a feeling that they're going to be that, you know, among the loads of crap, there's going to be lots of levels that are so creative and actually require so much cooperative gameplay that it's just going to, I mean, it's going to make people remember what co-op gameplay is all about.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Would be pretty kick ass. I have another thing I want to touch on first. Would we have another email though,
Jason? No, that's it. Actually, that's it. Go to town.
What do you guys think about MMOs being cooperative? Because like a game like WoW, which is, I'm new to it, so I just thought it was kind of cool because you really can't beat certain things in that game from what I hear, what I've done, without having certain types of classes in your party.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, certain things. Yeah, like, you know, big instances or something, you'll always want to have a priest or something like that, or a tank. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, the world's vast enough where you'll be able to find someone, I think, pretty easily. But yeah, I mean, it's geared for, I mean, it's an MMO, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's geared for.
Yes. And the one thing, like the one thing I don't like about WoW is when you're on like a role playing game, an RPG server, RPG servers are not PvP like out the gate. But there was one day where somehow, I don't know what I did, I don't know if I hit the wrong button or what, but all of a sudden my PvP flag turned on. And, you know, I'm a little level 30 and here come these two level 60s and just whack the hell out of me. I'm just like two shots. I'm just dead. I'm like, I have no fucking clue what just happened.
Do you want to know the story behind that, Chris?
What?
Gosh.
There's an actual story behind this. No, it wasn't me, actually. It was you and Rena, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, she goaded you into buffing her, and she had just flagged herself PvP. And she conned you into buffing her, and that flagged you PvP. Meanwhile, her husband and Warren were stuffed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you got good. Yeah.
Oh, damn. You know, I never knew that. To this day, shit. I never knew
that. Rita's going to be pissed if the secret's out. I mean, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
That is awesome. Oh, that's rad.
And she was, oh, man. I'm gonna get on her case now. She had no idea what was going on in her world, at least from what I could say.
She pretended.
I guess in reality, you know, we're not chatting, so she's probably laughing her ass off on the
other
end.
There's like five people at her house laughing.
Probably the others chuckling and snorting and
sucker.
Yeah.
Fucking noob.
Oh, and now you know the story. Oh,
that boy. I do.
God, I let it out. Wow. I feel better.
Funny.
You knew all this time and you didn't tell me. what kind of friend are you?
Shit, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Co-op. Co-op.
MMOs.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys find... Here's, go ahead, Chris.
The first game that I ever played online was actually Diablo 1.
Oh, there really?
Yeah, I did. You could do dial-up player to player, and me and this guy that I used to work with at the game store that I was at, we actually, you know, dialed computer to computer and we played it that way.
I think mine was actually Doom 2. Doom 1 or Doom 2? I can't remember. That was the first one ever. It was the same thing, computer to computer. Yeah. And, well, there's another game called Terminal Velocity, way back in the day.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Use some like flight game, I don't know. So me and my buddy tried it online, and you can basically fly anywhere and it was impossible to find each other. You just had to look. You had like a number in the bottom right hand side of like how close you were to the person you were fighting against. Mm-hmm. And we basically would just fly at each other. So once the number started going down, we'd be like, okay, are you going down? We'd be on the phone, like talking. Oh, we couldn't have been on the phone. How the hell were we talking to each other? Oh, we didn't know how the hell to work the game at first. We're like, what was the whole point? I think we're supposed to shoot each other, but how do you do this? And then we'd like call and be like, hey, let's just fly at each other. When the numbers start going down, that means we're going in the right way. So we literally played the game for about an hour of us just flying past each other. Like, okay, I'm within a mile, you know, 50 meters. Here's, and oh, there he is, gone. And just fly by each other, and it was terrible. End of story.
That sounds
like
really
the worst game ever.
Jeff.
Yeah, it was pathetic. But we just thought we'd try it because the whole online thing was new, and we're like, oh, it's cool. We can actually like play each other and not even like, you know, be in different houses and stuff. Fun.
It's mm-hmm. very cool.
And now look at it.
Everything's like online co-op. If there's co-op, it's usually always online. And that pisses me off because it's like, you know, sometimes you have multiple people in the same house that want to play the same game.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, I think we just picked up MotorStorm, and I don't think that's local multiplayer at all.
No,
same thing
not.
With Crackdown. I got that game because I thought it was going to be, you know, co-op. Nope.
Most racing games are still split screen. Most.
True.
Most.
But MotorStorm was a pretty big title. It's just, it's so disappointing to see that, you know.
Yeah. I think MotorStorm
games,
make more
you know,
sense
traditionally, you know, would have like a local co-op, local multiplayer or something like that. They just don't anymore because everything's online.
Yeah, it's
drives me nuts.
The exact opposite is that I really was hoping that Earth Defense Force 2017 was online, and it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird. The biggest load of bullshit in ass. I downloaded the TMNT arcade game from Xbox Live, and that's not even one console multiplayer.
Dude.
It's only online, and that pissed. I bought it because. I remember I was sitting here bored, and like Tiny was sitting here, and like, hey, the Ninja Turtles, like I was like, it's out today, let's buy it. So she wanted to play because she's like, I remember this game, I played in the arcade a few times. So I'm like, okay, well, it's got to be four players, one console. I mean, it's TMNT arcade game, it's got to be. And we couldn't get it to work, and I'm like, what the hell? So I go online, I'm reading reviews, I'm like, yeah, it's only online co-op, and I'm like, you've got to be shitting me.
That's retarded.
It is.
I'm like, that's does anyone know if like double like that just. Just wrong. That's just not right.
It is wrong because it's not like you each need a separate screen. You're all on the same screen as it is anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Speaking of that, do you know if two humans split screen?
I doubt it.
I doubt it too.
Yeah, I probably doubt it. Yeah.
Highly.
Just wondering.
That would be cool.
You want more of these type of games, eh? What about more split screen shooters?
You played
007 back in the day, right? GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
And
I get the four player. Yeah,
that's right. Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess they probably look at it like nowadays with kids are probably more adapt to understanding online, and as much as people joke around like kids these days don't go out and have fun or don't have like. Kids over and do the same thing they used to. They probably do just would rather sit in front of their TV and play online against their friends and have people there. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, but I think it's crazy too.
And it is stressful.
I think it's a huge
systems.
Convenience. I think it's cool. I mean, if you don't have any friends or something like that, or just too lazy to actually go over to their house or something. But
yeah, I guess maybe now because it is really taxing on the system to do that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, dumb it down the graphics a little bit. Come on, do something.
Yeah. I'll be perfectly honest. I don't really, really dig the split screen stuff because it's always tough to get adjusted to it. And it's weird, especially if you're doing like a shooter, like against one another. It's like you can always see where the other person is. But I would much rather be in the same room with the person than being online.
Well, like at fighting games, Jason, like now you have to play like.
All right. Like, yes, I'm competitive with those and I will fucking whoop you.
Well, fighting games are entire. I mean, you don't. I consider that, you know, outside of this conversation, really, because
why?
You know, why? Because fighting games are always competitive, and you know, no matter how much I say I love co-op games more than competitive, it doesn't mean I don't like playing fighting games. You know, I think of it kind of separate. Not plus the fact that they're still working on perfecting online. You know, I mean, you said your Soul Calibur was good, but still had the lag and everything, and. You know, that really takes away from it. It's still nothing like sitting right next to the person you're fighting.
Oh, for sure. But it's still part of the conversation. Like we're doing co-op versus competitive.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, so, I think that one's null because there's no co-op fighting games, right? Like head-to-head, yeah, you know, traditional right. 2D, you know, sprite-based.
Not traditional, you know, stuff, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. It depends, because you can play, like, I think Soul Calibur has it this time, too. I'm not sure if it's online, though. But, like, games like Dead or Alive 4 have, like, the two-on-two, the tag team matches. Mm-hmm. Where that's kind of, you're co-op on the same side, but you're still competitive with the other team.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hmm. I'll give you that.
They're kind of getting there.
Okay. You know what I want?
What's that?
I want a new Power Stone. I don't know why I thought of that right
off the top
of
my head, but did you get it on the PSP? That was a lot of fun.
No, I didn't. I keep looking for it, and I never find it.
Mm-hmm. I totally forgot that was out for PSP.
Yeah, Power Stone Collection. Woot!
Hell yeah.
Is it,
you know what I want? It's like a beat-em-up, like an online... No,
like a Final Fight type thing?
Just more stuff like that. It can be 3D, that's fine. Yeah. But I miss those games.
It's been a while since we've seen one of those too, huh?
Uh-huh.
I guess, well, Castle Crashers is kind of a beat-em-up, isn't it?
I'm so excited for that.
Say $22? What happened to them keeping them below 8 or 10 or whatever?
It's speculation. They haven't officially announced.
I have to look into that one more.
Smoke, there's fire. When there's Microsoft, there's friggin' a forest burning down. So yeah.
I'll totally put down $20 for that, though.
Yeah, they've been working on it for, like, what, 2 years?
Something like that. Looks awesome.
Those were cool, actually, co-op. Those games, like, that's, it comes down to us, well, me, I won't say us, I won't speak for you guys yet, but just me reminiscing about the good old days, about being in the arcade, and whether the game was co-op or competitive, you were right there with the person.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And whether you're sitting next to some guy who hasn't showered in 3 weeks, and that's why he's kicking your ass in Street Fighter, because you just can't stand to be there, but you know what, you stayed, you put your next quarter up there to play.
Damn right.
That's right. That's right.
And these days, it's just so easy just to disconnect.
Yeah.
Forget it.
These kids today.
I know.
I'll tell you.
These kids. Did
you guys miss, like, the Simpsons game in the arcade?
The
TMNT stuff, like X-Men stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
I miss TMNT big time, man. That was a good game.
Those games were cool.
Yeah.
When you had, like, 4 players.
Double Dragon. I remember playing that in the arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good times.
Oh, we're getting old.
Oh, man.
Well, what are you guys playing online right now?
I'm doing a little bit of the WoW. What else am I playing online? Soul Calibur, and I'd pop in HD Remix every now and again.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter.
I keep forgetting you have that. Yeah, it's a bit same. Soul Calibur, every once in a while I'll throw in like a Halo or a Call of Duty to get my shooter fixed, and then WoW. But I don't know. I'm kind of with Chris, I think, lately, too. I'm kind of... Like, I didn't get Bad Company. I didn't buy Unreal Tournament 3. And I think the main reason is because as much as I like shooters, I don't like some of the way that the shooting community has turns after a certain amount of time, like we mentioned earlier. And I just can't keep up with them. And it's just, for me, it's just not that fun. Like, I knew if I played with my friends that much, it would be fun. Like, back in the day, playing 007, like GoldenEye or the Halo.
Yeah, definitely.
Combat Evolved. And now games like you said, Jason, like Army of Two, stuff where it's like co-op, 2 players up to 4. No matter how it's done, really, I kind of prefer to play those online these days as opposed to the hardcore competitive.
Because who has time for that? Oh, teenagers.
No, that's right. Part-time job, no job, school. Friend of mine played a number one ranked guy in Gears of War for about 2 weeks. And he asked the guy, like, well, why are you so damn good? He's like, oh, I play this game like literally 8 hours a day. No job, didn't go to school. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. He's like 16 or something.
It figures.
Yeah. How about you, Chris?
I'm mostly playing PSU as far as online goes. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to hook up with John and play some Gears and Crackdown.
Damn.
Because he's new to the 360 world, and you know, he got Gears, and I think he got Gears, Mass Effect, and Crackdown, and that's the extent of his library.
Awesome.
And you know, the Gears and Crackdown are two of the most fun games to play co-op. So
yeah
there you
I
go.
Still think we should get about 8 of us, because that's all you can have in Gears of War. Try to get like 8 rough, like, kind of news, not too much news, people who aren't like hardcore about it, and play the just a straight up 4v4 stuff, because Chris, I think you actually like it, because it's a lot more slower.
I've played
anything.
Gears online before.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've played it. There's a guy that we know over at Pocket Otaku that plays it all the time. Like to this day, he still plays Gears more than anything.
Oh, wow.
And he plays it online, and that's it. So I played it with him for a little while, and you know, I did enjoy it. It's just, you know, it's hard to get into when everybody else around you is so much better.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, though.
And that's why you're saying, right, that's what you're getting at. Like, get people that you know so we can get on there and actually figure out how to play the game.
Like, kind of what we did with Warhawk. Like, I don't want to dedicate a day to Gears, not by a long shot. But, I mean, how we did the whole thing. Like, you know, we don't want any of the aces coming in here. Like, you can if you want to, but you won't have any fun because it'll slaughter us. That kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
No Mr. Bucket.
Because Firefox.
There's not buckets of fun.
Yeah, basically, yeah, any kind of competitive game these days, if you're not in it day one, you have about
a week
or two to catch up, or you're not in it.
Yeah,
you're just fucked unless you have a lot of time to dedicate to it.
That's right. Or if you're just playing with friends.
Yeah.
And you know, if it's going to be competitive, that's really what I would want to be doing. I would want to be playing with just people I know. And you know, it's got to be close to the same skill level, because you know, once people start shooting past you, it's like it's hard to catch up. It's really hard to catch up.
And then we have to listen to you bitch for a while, so.
Exactly.
I mean.
And nobody likes that, right?
Fuck you guys. Teams are not balanced. It's not fair. I'm sorry.
Can't believe this shit.
It's not even.
Using the Game Shark Genie, aren't you?
Game Shark Genie.
Replay.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up.
Anything else you guys want to touch on?
I was going to mention the kind of other bullshit, like the Metal Gear Solid Online and how people who play the game long enough, they get better items and stuff. But I think we covered that a little bit last week, didn't we? I know we talked about it at some point, so we don't have to revisit that. I still think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's another game. Isn't that kind of the way Call of Duty works too? People that play it a longer and go up levels faster get better items?
You get better items, but it's not. It happens really fast, for one. But it's you can be like, you know, when you reach level 55, the max, you can reset it so you lose everything. Like you can still play against people who are literally level 1, but they've already hit level 55 that can still do stuff. You're like, how the hell are they doing that? It doesn't like it's not gimping it to where they can do stuff that really gives them the advantage. It's kind of hard to explain if you didn't like play it. Like in Metal Gear Solid Online, there's stuff that just flat out gives the people the advantage. Like you can't see them sneaking up on you, or they can drop that Playboy like I talked to you, where you just stop in your tracks and you can't do anything about it. Like Call of Duty is still skill based. It'll just get these little kind of, well, perks, like they're called, that kind of adds stuff to the gameplay. I don't find it it's still kind of the same thing, but I don't find it as intrusive to newbies or beginners as Metal Gear Solid is. Like I found in Call of Duty, because I even started playing that online a little bit later, that it was, I still felt like I had a chance, whereas with Metal Gear Solid Online, I didn't feel like I had a chance at all. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I need a Dead Rising, like,
that'd be the perfect co-op game.
That would be awesome. And I'm really looking forward to Left 4 Dead. Really, really looking forward to it.
That'll be cool. Hey, what was that game that Valve announced? We haven't seen anything on it. It's probably been about a year, year and a half, maybe even 2 years. The game where basically one player is trying to make it through the game, and then it's multiplayer, but then when you sign in, you can decide, like, you just kind of spawn you as a random bad dude. Do you remember what that was called?
No.
It was a Valve thing, and someone, I'm sure, will write in, figure it out, but I know it was on, like,
they
showed some of it on, like, the 1UP show, and that's, like, years ago. It was, like, I think it was about a year and a half ago. I can't remember what it was called.
Shit.
Damn it. But if the concept worked, that'd be pretty cool. It's basically the whole thing's like a one-player game. One player's playing through like story mode, but every enemy in the game is actually another person, like an actual online person.
I know what you're talking about. They call people it. People are screaming it was cross into something.
Their computers right now. They're like, "I know this
exactly." How do you not know?
It was called Cross Something.
Yes, Crossroads. No, Cross. Yes,
right. They said it. There was single player and then multiplayer. And now there's cross player. And
yes, exactly.
Shit,
I was gonna say Crossroads, but that's a terrible movie with Britney Spears.
What? But you repeat yourself. Oh. cool.
Whatever.
Anything else you guys want to touch on?
Nah, I think I'm good.
Cool. I'm good too. I'm still a big fan of co-op gaming personally, but
so co-op over competitive for you, Chris?
Yeah. I think so. But competitive is fun, you know, as long as you are
in the right environment.
Right. Mm-hmm. In the right environment, it is still fun.
Which you could probably lead into more, I guess, next week, right? When you, yeah.
I think so.
Right.
We'll get to that. We'll touch on that in a little bit.
Jason?
I like co-op. I don't like competitive because of the ass hats out there.
And you're going to go kick my ass in Soul Calibur. So does that mean you're going to let me win?
And laugh the entire time.
Too bad I won't be able to hear you.
I know, you won't be able to hear him because the chat doesn't work.
No, really, Jeff, that was a good hit.
Yes.
Good job.
I was laughing at this point in round two. Trust me.
Ringouts suck. I'm sorry.
totally random. Oh, my God, dude.
Fucking hate ringouts.
All right. This is a perfect example of when they... This is why I need voice chat, is when I was smoking this guy's ass, which sounded really, really gay.
A little bit.
I was going to say.
What? What I said? Forget it if you didn't catch on, but...
No, I said I was going to say. That was weird.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, what did you say? I was destroying this guy. And
destroying his ass?
Yeah, I was destroying his ass. In Soul Calibur. And I had him down to like probably one sliver. And I don't know what my character did. It was a move. Was I Tacky? I don't know. Tacky or no? Talum? I don't know who it was. And I did some move where she kind of like flips on her hands and does it like a backflip over the dude. And I did that, and usually they have kind of like an invisible wall there if it's, you know, kind of like a cheap ring out. No, she jumped right off the ledge.
No.
I had like more than 3/4 of my life bar. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I was, of course, pissing myself laughing at that and calling bullshit. And then I couldn't because I was the only one who could hear me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sony, fix your damn voice chat. That's kind of what we're getting at.
No, I think that's Namco's fault. I don't think that's Sony.
I still point the finger at Sony because, you know, Xbox Live, it's integrated directly into Live. So
actually, if someone could let us know.
I really want to know what it's like on
because I don't have the 360 version. If someone could say, like, use a cutout voice chat when you're fighting each other, like how's the lag, you know?
Yeah, just that's a good idea.
See what it's like. But yeah, I'm saying I like co-op. And if I play competitive, I like the competitive on a team type stuff with a good team.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. When shit's moving, like everybody's got their own specific role and everything's just clicking. Yeah. That's something to behold. I like that.
Word up. All right.
Very cool. All right. Let's move on to new releases.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This will be a really fast list because it's all pretty much shovelware. For the Wii, King of Clubs and Little League World Series.
Yes.
Exciting. DS, Suzuki Superbikes, which I think has been on this list for like 4 weeks.
A year.
Damn you, Suzuki Superbikes and your lies.
I try and skim out the ones that I've already mentioned that haven't come out yet, but I must have missed this one.
That's right.
Professor Brainium, Rock Blast.
Do they really need more of those?
Of course they do. Brain games sell.
I know.
The DS prints money. The Cheetah Girls, Passport to Stardom.
Oh, yeah.
This one scares me a little bit, only because of the fact that there's a strip club called the Cheetah here.
That's so true.
Quick Yoga Training.
Quick Yoga Training?
On the DS.
Is the idea of yoga to be like patient and...
Yeah.
But it's on the DS.
It's like drive-through yoga it's training. Like,
put your finger here and... I don't know. Anyway.
Yoga.
Grid and Little League World Series.
Yes.
Nothing for the 360. PS3 has Monster Madness Gravedigger.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And, didn't you like that, Jason?
No, you know what? I played the demo and I did not like the camera control in this one because it wasn't freeform. You couldn't spin it around.
Okay.
Something like that. I know that I did not like it though. I liked the 360 version better. I forgot what it was. So, I don't know.
So it's not a port, it's actually a new game?
A little bit. Well, it is a port, but yeah, there's some new features, and they kind of simplified some stuff, and you know, for all intents and purposes, it's a port with some
bling. New stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Let's see. PS2, B-Boy, and PSP has nothing coming out next week, too. So that's the new release list. I didn't look any of these up because, well, honestly, I'm on vacation, and I didn't feel like it.
Fuck so there you guys.
There's nothing the good enough on this list.
Go ahead and look it up yourself.
That's right.
I had 24 hours every day to do whatever I wanted and absolutely nothing. And I didn't want to look anything up.
That's right.
It sounds like me. Yeah. Oh, that game, what was it? We kind of got a little bit of shit. Someone called us out on it. Is it Azuna 2?
Oh, yeah, Azuna 2. The unemployed ninja?
Yeah, apparently that's a really good game.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard.
I was going to say, it sounds like something like Chris that you would like for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on Xbox tonight, and I was like,
I'm very reluctant to buy anything on the DS right now because I bought the last game I bought was Ninja Gaiden, and I played it once, and that's it. So yeah, I think my DS is just I've lost interest in my DS now. I don't know why, but
I've been doing that lately. It's stupid crap. Like I did the same thing you did with Ninja Gaiden. I bought it and then played it once, and then traded it in. Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops. Remember how I bought that? I was in the hole. Oh my god, I need every Metal Gear game, and I'm going to play through it. Played it for about 10 minutes, and then went to trade it in at EB when I got Soul Calibur. Like, oh, we'll give you $6 for it. But then the girl at the counter was like, wow, people are being last for this all the time. People are going to, this is going to like last like 2 seconds. And the guy's working there is like, you know what? I'll just buy that once we get it in here. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep that one.
Yeah, I do that too.
And the look on his face is like, what? I'm like, hey, man, I'll sell it to you for like
You wanted to give me $6 for it. Give me 10 and I'll give it to you.
So I still have it, but I mean, I was going to trade it in after like playing it for 10 minutes.
Yeah. I still haven't even played that one yet.
I need to go to like meetings. Gamers Anonymous.
That's right. Welcome to GA.
But I'm not addicted to gaming. I'm addicted to buying the games.
Buying games, that's right, and not playing them. Yeah.
I don't have any games still in plastic. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lies! Secrets of lies!
Like, I've still got Twisted Metal head-on for the PS2. I'm like, ooh, I gotta get this. It's only $20. It's gonna be so cool. And
It's the money. It's only this much? I'll buy it.
Yeah, it's Why only not? $20. Okay.
I bought two versions of Beyond Good and Evil. Remember that? For PS2 and Xbox. Why? I don't know.
Because it was only $10.
Because, one was $10 and then was like $5. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I just ordered Viking off of eBay for $360, and it was $20, and I'm going to get it in. It's going to be like, hey, all right, Viking, $20, and I'm probably not going to play it. I'll play it like 3 times. Oh, it's like a God of War, but not as good. Okay.
It's the thrill of the hunt.
That's right.
Because Chris will tell me about it. He's like bidding on all these eBay auctions and stuff. And he's like, God damn it, I got outbid at the last second, and he's all pissed about it and shit. And
yeah. What? And when did I do that? Game and,
I'll just go with it.
I think for Viking, there was a... Shit. And you talked about it on the show, too. Once.
Diablo? I don't remember that.
I remember you got a bit on that Diablo thing, didn't you?
Yeah,
that was one of them.
I did end up getting Project Diablo, Silphied. and I still haven't...
Oh, that's right, Project Silphied, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Project Silphied. Right, okay. Which I haven't played. I played that probably like 4 or 5 times, and I just haven't gone back to it yet.
Yeah.
But Diablo I ordered and won, and I still haven't gotten it because apparently it's coming from Alaska.
Oh well.
Yeah.
The pain is sending it over.
That's right. Jason.
Did we get on a tangent?
Yeah, quite. A little
bit. Going on.
A little bit.
All right.
Jason, emails.
Emails.
Have any others?
I don't have emails. I have email.
Okay, singular.
I'm guessing a new listener, something like this. Ooh, holy crap, it's a chick.
Hmm?
Wow, we have a chick listener.
That's odd.
Hello. Anyway, she says, hey, Indus, since Jeff, do you know her? Since Jeff couldn't answer this question when I asked him, thought I would ask it myself. Since I know Jeff might be heading down to Atlanta in the near future, just wondering if you guys have ever been to Canada before. Yes, she said Canada. when's the trip to Toronto? I recommend January. Signed, Tonya.
Very funny girl. Sneaky. She's very sneaky.
With her January in Canada. No, are you nuts?
It's not that bad.
No.
Well, actually,
I'm never going back, dude.
What?
No.
When have you ever been to Canada?
No. I'm just saying, like, you know, I lived up in Wisconsin for a long time.
Oh, dude, that's...
I've shoveled a lot of snow. I think it's actually just further north than Toronto.
It is. I was going to say, that's actually more north. That's, which always freaks people out. Because Yonge Street is, like, the longest street, like, in the world. And that goes, starts in Toronto and goes north. And I was trying to explain, my neighbors do a Yonge Street pub crawl. They just started, like, 3 years ago, where they're going to go all the way up Yonge Street. So they started at the bottom of it, which is in Toronto, and they're still in Toronto because it's a big freaking ass street, and they're going to try to make it all the way to Minnesota. And I was telling my friend that. He's like, Minnesota. I'm like, yes. He's like, Yonge Street goes north from there. I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. Minnesota is actually north from Toronto. And then he's like, what? So we had to bust out a map. Like, there it is.
He's all like, right, oh, I'm gonna make a little confession. I have nothing against Canadians. I actually like Canada, and I really want to visit Toronto sometime.
Well, thank you,
James. The only time you're ever going to hear me say that.
Nice. No one else is listening, so you're all good. All right. And I'm kind of skeptical why she would say January, and the only thing I can think of is my birthday.
Because it's ass cold in January.
That's true. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she's being the nice girlfriend. She's saying it because it's my birthday in January. But she's probably not.
No, she's got a little apathetic looking smiley face afterwards.
Yeah, then it's totally not that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can go on thinking that she's a nice person, but
yeah,
the smiley face proves it.
Well, I will say this, since the question has been asked. Crystal and I are actually thinking about taking our honeymoon in Niagara Falls.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So, we might be making a day trip up to Toronto.
There you go.
And that'll be in March. So,
March.
We will keep you guys informed.
Yes, keep us informed for Shizzle.
For Shizzle.
Will you guys ride a barrel down the falls together?
Oh, God.
That's cool.
Barrel.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
So
let's get
that's pretty going. Sad that the only email we got was from one of our girlfriends.
Yeah. Well.
And I did not know about that, by the way. As much as you guys may believe.
I'm lying. We had another voice or another email, but I'm not reading it because it's under false pretense. It's someone masquerading as someone else, and I'm not going to comply. I will play your game.
So that person out there, shadows. Who will remain nameless?
That's right. It's just
I have no
figure.
I guess talking about it, so.
It's like, you walk into the principal's office, and you're like, so I got this friend, right? And the friend has drugs in his locker or something, right? This email's like
one of
that.
Those. Yeah. Okay. Weird.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right.
All right. We'll save it for a better time.
So, new question of the week, then?
Ooh, cool.
I thought we did that already.
No. Nope.
Did we not do that?
You kind of led into it, but maybe we should start moving this stuff around.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe we should do the new question of the week right after the feature, because then I would be able to take advantage of the lead-ins that you do.
True.
Anyway, the new question of the week. Since we were talking about online gaming this time around, the question of the week is: what do you think is proper online etiquette?
Proper
Stufu noob.
Yeah, exactly. We've actually touched on this a few times, but we've never actually talked about it in detail. So wanted to throw it out there, see what you guys think. So, new question of the week: what do you think is proper online etiquette? And you can answer that question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail, and that number is 818-528-GAME.
We love 818- voicemails.
Yes, yeah, please send voicemails. 818-528-4263. You can also get Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Google Talk, Interactive Distractions @gmail.com. Let's see. What else do we have? We have Warhawk Wednesdays. We have VG Evo Forums. Tell all your friends about us. And leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Please. And don't forget our Facebook group. That's right.
Oh, a Facebook thingy. Also, if you're going to add us to Facebook, if you can, please throw in a little message when you're adding, saying just even like just put this in there or something, just so I know why you're adding like me or one of us or whatever. Just because it gets kind of confusing when it's like, who is this person? I'm trying to like match you up, like see how many friends they have in common, how I know this person, whatever. So just throw in like Indus or you guys are douchebags, whatever, like go Canada, anything. Like that.
Yeah. Send a friend request to Jeff and just put douchebag and that's it.
Yeah. And then that'll be fine. Then I'll be like, okay, perfect.
Oh, he must listen to the show. Okay. call him Jerkstore. There you go.
Jerkstore. Yeah. I had a few invites in my Facebook today that I'm like, oh crap, I don't know who this person is. So yeah, I was trying to match up the friends. I'm like, okay, I'm connected this way. All right. Oh, I know that person. Okay. I'm trying to be better about being social online. I'm trying hard.
It's tough.
There's only so much slacking I can do at work, right? So.
Cool. All right, guys. Do you have any last minute things before we wrap up?
Did you guys know that I actually point like to the sky whenever I say all lowercase?
Do you really?
I make a proclamation. Helps me get through the day.
Nice.
I think I want a picture of that.
All lowercase.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. And welcome until next week. I am Chris. And for Jason.
That's me.
And Jeff.
See you guys later.
Thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
I'm 37.